This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. If you want your voice to be heard, you have until the 28th of August to make a submission to the Senate Same-Sex Marriage Inquiry. The inquiry will consider the Marriage Equality Amendment Bill 2009 that was lodged by Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young in June.
With this particular issue, I really believe that the Australian public have a right to say how they feel about it, and that it's time that we remove discrimination in the Marriage Act.
The bill seeks to remove all discrimination from the Federal Marriage Act and legalise same-sex marriage in Australia. You're encouraged to submit your personal story. Visit australianmarriageequality.com and follow the links. The inquiry will present its report in late November.
Kevin Rudd is holding firm on his opposition to same-sex marriage despite protests around Australia last Friday and Saturday.
We went to the last election being very clear-cut about our position on marriage, under the Marriage Act, being between a man and a woman.
The issue was back on the agenda at the ALP's conference in Sydney at the weekend, but the Prime Minister is committed to unions and not gay marriage. That's despite a recent poll finding 60% of Aussies supported better rights for the GLBTI community. On Saturday, thousands around the country took part in the National Day of Action, involving themselves in large same-sex marriage ceremonies and marches.
The World Out Games, which ended with a magnificent closing ceremony, has been hailed as a great success. With thousands of participants, family and friends in Copenhagen, the Games were celebrated in a spirit of love that was undampened despite an attack on a competitor during the track and field events. Australia's results included a silver medal to the Glamourhead Sharks in a men's 4x100m freestyle and a silver medal to Glebe Rowing Club 1 in the men's double sculls. And as part of the Out Games celebrations, gay and lesbian couples had their unions blessed at the City Cathedral. The ceremony commemorated the 20th anniversary of legally recognised same-sex civil unions in Denmark.
Harvey Milk, slain gay civil rights leader, and Billie Jean King, out lesbian tennis star and longtime activist for gay and lesbian rights, are set to receive America's highest civilian honour. Barack Obama has named the two as worthy recipients of the 2009 Presidential Medal of Freedom. The US president praised them, along with the 14 others who will receive the medal, as agents of change who set a standard to which we all should strive. Despite his fine words and intentions, many GLBTI citizens of the world are losing patience with Obama over his inaction in removing the US military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The medals will be presented in a ceremony on August 12.
And briefly in other news, the economic slowdown is hitting our car makers hard, with Holden posting a $70 million loss. Albanians are shocked over a surprise move by the government to allow same-sex marriage, and astronomers will meet this week to discuss whether or not Pluto should be labelled a planet after it lost its status 3 years ago.
Checking QNN Sport, Matthew Richardson is set to return for Richmond to face Sydney after a successful run in the VFL from a hamstring injury last week. Assistant coach David King says Richo will slot straight back in the side.
You can use him anywhere. You know, I think that that's the beauty of Matthew. We can play him in a number of different roles, and we will.
And Melbourne's Premiership defence starts this Thursday night at Etihad Stadium against Central Coast to open the A-League.
You're up to date with QNN for this week. I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton.
We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Portions of this broadcast were produced with the assistance of Doug Pollard from Joy Radio in Melbourne.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
With the latest Community Network news, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. If you want your voice to be heard, you have until the 28th of August to make a submission to the Senate Same-Sex Marriage Inquiry. The inquiry will consider the Marriage Equality Amendment Bill 2009 that was lodged by Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young in June.
With this particular issue, I really believe that the Australian public have a right to say what they how they feel about it, and that it's time that we remove discrimination in the Marriage Act.
The bill seeks to remove all discrimination from the Federal Marriage Act and legalise same-sex marriage in Australia. You're encouraged to submit your personal story. Visit AustralianMarriageEquality.com and follow the links. The inquiry will present its report in late November.
Kevin Rudd is holding firm on his opposition to same-sex marriage despite protests around Australia last Friday and Saturday.
We went to the last election being very clear-cut about our position on marriage under the Marriage Act being between a man and a woman.
The issue was back on the agenda at the ALP's conference in Sydney at the weekend, but the Prime Minister is committed to unions and not gay marriage. That's despite a recent poll finding 60% of Aussies supported better rights for the GLBTI community. On Saturday, thousands around the country took part in the National Day of Action, involving themselves in large same-sex marriage ceremonies and marches.
The World Out Games, which ended with a magnificent closing ceremony, has been hailed as a great success. With thousands of participants, family and friends in Copenhagen, the Games were celebrated in a spirit of love that was undampened despite an attack on a competitor during the track and field events. Australia's results included a silver medal to the Glamourhead Sharks in a men's 4x100m freestyle and a silver medal to Glebe Rowing Club 1 in the men's double sculls. And as part of the Out Games celebrations, gay and lesbian couples had their unions blessed at the City Cathedral. The ceremony commemorated the 20th anniversary of legally recognised same-sex civil unions in Denmark.
Harvey Milk, slain gay civil rights leader, and Billie Jean King, out lesbian tennis star and longtime activist for gay and lesbian rights, are set to receive America's highest civilian honour. Barack Obama has named the two as worthy recipients of the 2009 Presidential Medal of Freedom. The US president praised them, along with the 14 others who will receive the medal, as agents of change who set a standard to which we all should strive. Despite his fine words and intentions, many GLBTI citizens of the world are losing patience with Obama over his inaction in removing the US military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The medals will be presented in a ceremony on August 12.
And briefly in other news, the economic slowdown is hitting our car makers hard, with Holden posting a $70 million loss. Albanians are shocked over a surprise move by the government to allow same-sex marriage. And astronomers will meet this week to discuss whether or not Pluto should be labelled a planet after it lost its status 3 years ago.
Checking QNN Sport, Matthew Richardson is set to return for Richmond to face Sydney after a successful run in the VFL from a hamstring injury last week. Assistant coach David King says Richo will slot straight back in the side.
You can use him anywhere. You know, I think that that's the beauty of Matthew. We can play him in a number of different roles and we will.
And Melbourne's Premiership defence starts this Thursday night at Etihad Stadium against Central Coast to open the A-League.
You're up to date with QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton.
We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Portions of this broadcast were produced with the assistance of Doug Pollard from Joy Radio in Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.